Yeah, anyway.
Section 3. Welcome to Section 3, the end of the podcast where we talk about random bullshit because there was no mailbag besides Spat. Why would you do this to us? Why?
Rick, did you ever make a front page post about this?
No, but I like put it in Melee when it was active, and I'm like, dude, you know, you should do this.
Nobody pays attention in there.
Oh, my God.
I pay attention to when my highlighter gets hit. It's like, bright red, how are you doing?
So, you know, let's discuss what I've seen on WoW with Krem. Krem introduced me to WoW about a year and a half ago, and I played on Draktheron, whatever that server is, with him, and leveled up a Night Elf or... Blood Elf.
Okay, at least you played on Horde. I'd have to, like... Not change of you if you played on Alliance for too long, even though I did for a while.
Well, you know, regardless, I played Mr. Blood Elf, dude, and I walked around and I killed some undead for a while, and there was fucking the evil Deadlands and giant monsters that were punching me in the dick, and you know, that having a great time with those guys. And then I went to like the other continent, Kalimdor or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to enjoy the fucking Barons shit for a while.
Well, if you play in the Horde, you have to play it in the Barons at least once on one character, because you have to know what Barons is like, even though at your point in time, you don't know what Barons chat is anymore.
Oh, well, you know, even 2 years... a year and a half. Wait. Yeah, a year and a half now. It was pretty bad back then.
I have to tell you, before there was a global channel, like the global looking for group stuff, and even the global trade chat and shit like that.
Yeah.
You had just the zone chat. So, the Barons is like a level 10 to 25 zone. So many people were there. It was like the most god awful thing next to being in a city.
So, let's equivalent the Barons for Soap. So, picture Africa.
Okay.
Now, picture Africa, like, made out of telephone booths, and you're crammed into a telephone booth full of people in Africa. And then every once in a while, there's a lion monster that swipes at you.
There are giraffes, and you can attack them and kill them and skin them.
Yeah.
And harpies. You can't skin those, though.
The only Kalimdor zone that I played and enjoyed was Thousand Needles.
Thousand Needles is pretty kick-ass, because you get, like, to the Shimmering Flats, and that's, like, a whole cool set of chain quests out there.
Yeah.
Like, leads right into Stranglethornville, which is fun, like, one time.
I mean, I feel bad for Soap in this conversation because, you know, his hyper-disdain for all things WoW. Like, he named his third dead puppy I Hate WoW.
and all the other ones, when they died, like, right before they died, I changed their names to WoW to make it a symbolic victory, if anything.
Yeah.
Where are your dead puppies, and how did you name them?
They're on the internet. They're cyber puppies.
Certainly not in that closet over there.
So, like, you know, there's upsides to WoW. Like, I like the idea of the story. The story seemed fun, but like, my entire progression through the game can be summed up with three things. I start the game. I play really cool levels, like, you know, the Deadlands or whatever they call them. Like the blood right after the Blood Elf capital city.
Yeah, it's like Ghostlands, I think.
Ghostlands, and that was hyper cool. Like it's all spooky and shit, and I'm like, oh, this is very, you know, it's got a lot of good ambience. You know, the quests are fairly monotonous, but not too bad. Then I skin a bunch of shit and I go to Kalimdor, and it's like playing in Africa, and you know, and there's a bunch of starving Ethiopians in the form of fucking orcs. And shit, you know, and I want to buy one, and people are like, slave labor is bad. And then I go to Hillsbrad Foothills and then get massacred by 30 fucking level 80s, and then I quit.
Oh, because you were playing on a PvP server. That's
Krem keeps taking me to PvP servers. He's like, it's fun. And I'm like, you're a fucking faggot.
Yeah, I played on a PvP server for a while with my priest, and I was like, oh man, I'm getting killed trying to do my quest to make some money and crap like that. Or I go to an instance and there's a bunch of Alliance people there and they're like, hey, we're going to rape you guys so you can't summon and do your instance. So I transferred.
What I don't get is why they make it so, like, make it so you can't attack a person X amount of levels underneath you. That's all I'm saying. Like, it makes no sense unless they, like, challenge you. Like, if I walk up to a love lady and punch him, that's a difference between that dude waiting at the fucking flight master for me to fly in.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's WoW. Welcome to WoW. World of fucking balls.
So you didn't like Deathless?
I did not like Deathless too much, because Krem, once again, in his infinite wisdom, I feel like I'm blaming Krem a lot for WoW, but the first time I played through was he was his love lady character, and he was just kind of like, you know, dragging me through. You know, he's like, oh, don't worry, you get experience points if I'm in your party. Let's go.
Oh,
to...
yeah, you don't get much.
So we went through like 80 instances, and he just murdered everything, and I hit around the corner and got like EXP.
Oh, that's funny. Cause you can do that shit if you want to. Desolus is somewhere where you have to go very carefully. You have to be the right level.
Yeah.
So that you get the most out of it. But there's not a whole lot of quests, and they're kind of all spread out, so it takes you forever.
He brang me through Desolus like 5 to 6 levels too low.
Oh yeah, that's bad.
And like he disconnected. I remember him disconnecting once he pinged out. And I'm like right in the middle of Desolus. Like there's a million monsters around that will punch me into a million pieces. I will gib instantly. They look at me and I just explode into meaty chunks.
What class were you?
I was rogue.
Oh, you were okay. You should have stealthed.
I stealthed all the way through, but they were like, they could see right through my cloak. They're
like, huh, what's that slightly invisible thing?
Yeah, he's mildly invisible. So, yeah, I just was like cloaking around and like trying to get out of there and get to like that orc, that, what is it, a troll little thing, enclave at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And I died like 30 times on the way. I ended up just like getting close enough where I'd spawn in the graveyard there. And taking the freaking...
One way to do it.
It was awesome. Anyway, let's talk about a better game. Banjo-Kazooie. Welcome to Podcast on Banjo-Kazooie, Part 5 in our epic series, our thoughts on Banjo-Kazooie. What have we covered so far, Soap?
You covered how... the African desert in WoW. Banjo-Kazooie, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I know we did one where we talked about our favorite levels, and, I mean, it's been, like, at least 2 or 3 podcasts since we talked about this, so I don't remember what all exactly we've gone over.
Let's get a fresh input. Scott, what is your favorite level from the first Banjo-Kazooie game and your least favorite level?
My least favorite is the first level. That Mumbo the Mountain had the most annoying music possible.
That's a first.
I was already like stabbing my face with the controller.
You could take out all your eyes at once.
Yes, there's 3 points. If the middle one wasn't so long, the other 2 would go right through my eyeballs.
I'm surprised you didn't pick one of the other, like, really terrible levels, because Banjo-Kazooie was extremely, like, wonderful level, terrible level.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few. Like, I like the snow level. It was pretty fun. I like flying around the big snowman. And then there's a level, like, the sand one was simultaneously awesome and frustrating.
Gobi's Valley?
Pushing you to doom.
Wasn't that your least favorite, Soap?
What? Huh?
Wasn't Gobi Valley your least favorite, Soap?
I think so, yeah. It's kind of hard to think of my least favorite.
Like, the Haunted Mansion was the most awesome level, actually. I don't think I talked about my most favorite, because that one is.
Yeah, you're a fan of Haunted Mansion. You're a fan of the Eddie Murphy movie, The Haunted Mansion.
Not that, no.
I bet if I were to list my favorite levels now, it would probably be completely different from when I did last time, despite not having touched Banjo-Kazooie at all.
Well, you watched some of the Let's Fest, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Oh, I watched all of it, actually.
I have a new appreciation for some of the terrible things about the levels. Especially watching Krem play it.
Is he bad at it or something?
Oh, he's bad at everything. It's Krem.
Oh, man. I almost want to start, like, watching all these ancient fests that you guys have been doing.
They're all on YouTube, and new. Most of them are new on YouTube.
I've seen a lot of image fests. I mean, I remember GS Gold going through, like, an image fest phase where he would just do fest after fest.
It's hard to sit down and, like, watch all the videos on the YouTube that Krem and I have done because, like, there's at least, like, 400 videos by now that he's put up. You know, some of them you can skip. Like, the Chrono Trigger ones you can watch if you want, but that's, like, a week of your time gone.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of time.
But, the Banjo-Kazooie one's relatively short. Compared to Chrono Trigger.
I don't want to play the game myself. I can watch someone else do it for me.
Yeah. Let's move on to Banjo-Tooie. Yes. What is your favorite level and least favorite level of that one?
I might have to sit down and think of that one for a second, because that one I don't know so well. I've only played it a couple of times.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then, did we discuss our favorite levels, and why, so, on 2?
I don't even remember, Rick. It's been, like, a week at least. Scott appears to have fallen off of Skype.
We made him die from fucking thinking about it too hardcore. Alright, is he back yet?
Yeah, add him.
Okay. Let's recall Scott. Welcome to the podcast. Where is it? Buttons. Call button. There we go. Oh, ring, ring, ring. Phone call. Phone call. And no, he's dead.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. What if he went to play WoW again?
Oh, fuck. He wanted to think about it over WoW. Anyway, let's discuss.
Okay, call him again.
Okay.
I'm talking to him in melee.
Ring. 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 There he is. Now you've run out of time to think. What's your favorite level?
Well, I wasn't thinking then. I was like, what the fuck happened? Oh, well. Let's see. What level did I like? That mine level was pretty cool.
Mine?
Just off the top of my head.
I did
enjoy running around that one.
I'm going to try and guess your least favorite level, besides the first level, which was pretty bland and shitty as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw out, let's see, water level.
Let's see, which one is that?
Jolly Roger
Bay.
Oh,
Jolly Roger Bay. Yeah, I have to give that one a pretty good thumbs down. I didn't like being a submarine.
Yeah,
and the whole ice thing was really annoying. Those octopus things, yeah. No. There's really none of that going on.
Yeah.
So collecting the coins is kind of fun. I like getting galleons.
Yeah, the actual town part of the level was pretty awesome. But, fucking water physics.
It just, every game has a different set of water physics, and it's always weird going with it, because it's always about the camera angle, and if you can't get a good camera angle, you want to stab something.
Agreed. What other games have you been playing lately, Scott?
Let's see. What have I picked up recently? I downloaded Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles My Life as a King for the Wii, and it was fun. It was just a silly little you-build-a-town strategy-type game.
Yeah.
Let's see. I started playing this game. What is it called? Thread the Fate. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
I've heard of...
Heard the name.
Yeah,
it's an old PlayStation game. It's a Square game. It basically has, like, it's an RPG with two different stories you can play. You can pick playing, like, one female character or one male character, and their stories kind of, like, they mesh together. So you can play it from one perspective, beat it, and play it from the other. And I'm starting off on one side. I think you get, like, if you play it with both characters, you get some sort of bonus in the end. You can play, like, some other... like, power file, I don't know.
New Game Plus.
Yeah, something like that. So like the Crunchyroll or New Game Plus, but like I said, I've beaten like two dungeons.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating. I mean, some of the controls are really weird. It decides the circle button is the jump button. I don't like that. So my action button is X, and my magic button is square, and that just throws me off all in the long run, because I'm used to X being my jump button.
This brings up something that I don't think we've discussed yet in podcasts. So we've all owned a PlayStation 1 at one point, and we've all
actually played... I had your PlayStation 1.
Oh yeah, I gave you mine. Because I had a PlayStation 2, and you fixed all the buttons that were broken for me.
Well, the button was stuck.
Yeah, I couldn't get it out. Or and if it did come out, I was pretty sure next time I pushed it in, it would just get stuck again.
Holy shit, I didn't notice this, but on the right side of the front of it, your name is carved into it. It says Rick on the front of the PlayStation.
Oh yeah, I carved that in there.
Holy crap!
Never pay attention, it was right on the fucking front.
I never noticed that.
Nice work.
Maybe
glad you still have it though.
Till now.
No, it just magically appeared. It's like the light appeared when I wasn't looking. It's like, and Rick carved itself into the PlayStation. Like,
it was all the dead puppies. They came back to life to carve shit into your walls and play.
Dead puppies. You're looking at your PlayStation and there's a jump cut, and then it suddenly says Rick on it.
I'll have to carve a plus sign in my name.
Draw hard around it. Oh god, I don't think I want to be privy to this anymore.
I'll bring it back to you one day.
You're not invited. As I was bringing up, we've all owned a PlayStation with names carved into them. Have we ever discussed our favorite games for PlayStation? Such a great console.
Yeah, it was a great
console. It had some shit-ass titles, but, you know.
Well, PUBG 3D4 had some totally shit-ass titles, man.
Fucking Quest 64 was such a bad game.
I was telling my friend at work, it was like, the only reason I own a Nintendo 64 is Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, pretty much. That and Mario 64.
Oh yeah, there's other about 64, but I mean, if you own
Star
one
Fox.
Game, it has to be Ocarina of Time.
Star Fox, Bad Fur Day, Mario Party 1 through 3.
1 is pretty bad, because it'll, like, destroy your controller.
well, true, but all the Mario Parties do that. And Pokemon Snap, let us not forget Pokemon.
Pokemon Snap is cool, and I want them to make a sequel to it.
Yeah. It would be perfect for DS.
Best of that. Oh, shit, I don't own Pokemon Snap anymore! I don't own the card of it, I must have sold it.
Fail. Psst, there's something called emulation. You know, when a little boy gets a computer and sits down with a computer...
Actually, I have that the emulator that you guys were using for your video fest. I started doing one for Ocarina of Time, then I quit because I'd rather play Master Quest.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, speaking of which, I'm actually on the last dungeon of Master Quest, doing it my typical way. I did the Shadow Dungeon last because I don't like it. The boss is annoying.
Yeah, I never liked the Shadow Dungeon in Master Quest or Normal. Like, I just fucking...
I've forgotten how Normal goes. I've only played Master Quest the last three times I've done it.
Yeah, that's pretty shit-ass. I mean, there's one part where it's like this flying ship, and it's all awesome.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
but...
that's the part where I'm stuck right now in the dungeon. I have, like, a barred door, and I don't know what to do.
Use a fire arrow, probably.
I refuse. I can beat this game on my own.
But anyway, PlayStation. My nomination for one of the greatest things we haven't talked about on podcast is Brave Fencer Musashi. That was an amazing game.
I've heard good things about that. Never played it.
Never heard of it.
emulate that shit immediately. Great game. Definitely shows its age, but still.
Well, most PlayStation 1 games do show their age. I mean, they're all polygons, and it's like the N64 with shit like showing through, and you can see the lines where.
Yeah, it looks all unfinished to hell.
It's like, whoa, you didn't, like, round anything off. It all looks like it was made out of squares.
Also another good nomination for best of PlayStation, Final Fantasy IX.
Oh, yeah, I was actually gonna say that. Yeah. I freaking love Final Fantasy IX, and I know we were talking about it last time we got on, but it was, Because Matt and I have Final Fantasy IX, we're on like the second disc.
You guys should fucking start over and make a fest.
Oh god, we'd have to hang out, man.
Well, no, no, through the internet. You could magically just do it through the internet like me and Krem do fests. Actually,
we could do that too.
It's fairly easy. You use Skype.
Maybe Scott has the hard drive space for it. I don't.
I just say I don't know what kind of. I don't even know if my computer has the processing power to do crap like that anymore.
I can record video and stuff just fine, but it's. I can't record for long because of hard drive space issues.
Well, you know.
If I could save it to my external hard drive, I got a 120 gig with about 80 gigs open on it.
Well, that would probably do it. That would probably do, like, a day's worth of recording.
Oh, shit, man, that's a lot of video. I don't own a big... Dude, I work at a store that sells freaking hard drives. I could do that. I mean, I think I could buy, like, a terabyte for about $100, 120.
Newegg does it for 80.
Shoot, I might do that. I was thinking about building a new computer when I was playing WoW, because I wanted something with a little more power, but I don't need power now.
Need a new hard drive.
Yeah, I just need more space if I'm gonna.
Also, you need the internet speed to upload the videos to the internet.
Well, I mean, I hate to go all boring on podcast here, but you could easily upload them overnight because they have that multiple file thing. You just queue the shit out of all of them and just turn off your lights and go to sleep. But Soap has this thing where he doesn't like to leave his computer on because of hyper overheating cords and shit.
My computer doesn't really have that problem. It's a laptop. I just treat it like a desktop because I can't carry it around anymore. But yeah, I leave it open and elevated. It doesn't overheat at all.
Yeah, mine's also a laptop and it's elevated, but it's kind of old now, and in some ways it shows its age.
Yeah.
The video card in particular has been through some rough times.
It's seen better days, most definitely. I bought it to go to college with, and it viewed college for a couple of years.
Yeah, ever since that one time I ran OS at 1,000 frames per second on it, my video card hasn't behaved quite the same.
I've not done anything to, like, fuck up my video card, but then again, when I bought my computer, I didn't know much about computers, so I just bought most of the basics. The things I upgraded were hard drive space and RAM.
Yeah, the video card on my, the fan on my video card actually sustained some permanent damage from that.
Jesus Christ.
How did you fucking do that?
I'm not even gonna
burst
try to
into flames? I'm still in camp fuck laptops. I'm always gonna be a fucking desktop.
Well, see, this was 4 years ago, and I was a little bit confused. If I had my way,
when little boys get funny feelings about laptops and moving around, you know, they don't know how to express it, so they buy laptops.
Yeah, there's a growing trend. Have you heard about those netbooks?
Yeah.
People that don't know nothing about computers, they're like, hey, I'm gonna get me a netbook, it's gonna surf the internets, and it's gonna check my email. I don't have to know nothing about computers.
My god, Scott.
And
you're a magic man.
You heard about the new Apple iPad?
You know, my friend Mark told me about it, and the first thing that popped in my head was female hygienic products.
Yeah, that's been photoshopped like crazy. This thing is totally just an oversized iPhone Touch.
Yeah,
that's what he was telling me too. I mean, it really, it's like why?
It can run only one app at a time. So if you want to like listen to music while you're in your web browser, tough shit. You can't do that.
This is a netbook, but worse. It can't multitask.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, the internet.
I was going to say something. I can't remember because we got sidetracked with this.
Final Fantasy 9 was awesome.
Final Fantasy 9 was awesome.
Yeah. Who was your party members?
Well, we may not want to record it, but I need to know where you live so we can actually hang out at some point.
Oh, I guess you probably don't remember where my dad lives. I'm living with him currently.
Oh, jeez.
Give out your address on the internet! Win free internet game box!
I don't know where his address is, so I don't know where he is. Yeah, I don't remember your dad's place. Did I go there once?
I think he went here like once or twice, like 10 years ago or something.
Yeah, I have no idea where that is.
Yeah, and I had no idea, really. I didn't think you would remember where it is, but
no,
hey,
that was before I think that was before I drove, so I had no idea where I was going to begin with.
Yeah. I mean, I remember how to get to your parents' house from here, if you want to meet up there or something.
Well, I am technically at my parents' house. I'm basically living in the basement apartment my great-grandmother used to live in before she died. It's at my grandparents' place.
Oh, yeah. I forgot your grandparents' house is, like, right next to your parents' house.
So I'm basically living at home. It's nice, sort of. I mean...
So, yeah, I could totally just, like, drive up there someday. It's only about...
You could just drive to my parents' house, and I might be there. I mean, it depends on if I'm working or not.
Yeah, I would have to drive up your grandparents' driveway, though, because your parents' driveway would ruin the shit out of my car with all that gravel.
Yeah, it does that to cars. I mean, it's gravel and all.
Okay, so this has been Podcast.
It has.
It has been, everybody.
All right, let's wrap this shit up, because now it's getting into Monday, and hey, how's your lawn shit, so...
Actually, hey, we can talk about the lawn, too. I mean,
let's not. Let's final thoughts, green. Soap. Thoughts.
Banjo-Kazooie is my favorite level in Brave Fencer Musashi. I recommend PlayStation to everybody who intends on owning a PlayStation game.
Excellent. And for you, Scott, allegations that you've turned your great-grandmother into a puppy and then given it to Soap to have her apartment built.
Well, my grandfather's still alive.
So he's next!
I deny everything.
Any final thoughts for our listeners out there who are actually still probably don't have any idea who you are?
Right, right now,
50 minutes of talking. Excellent. This has been King Rick 56 of the Daily
Zombie.
Peaceful and serene, we can cuddle up and do our Christmas dreaming. Yeah.